There's been another suicide bombing in Jerusalem. This time the only fatality was the bomber who blew himself up near a hotel. Several other people were injured. Police say they believe the bomb was detonated before it was supposed to be. Israeli officials say the attack shows the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has not yet cracked down on militant Palestinian groups. The blast follows 2 days of Israeli airstrikes in Gaza and the West Bank. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
A large explosive device strapped to the attacker's body blew up as he crossed the road outside a hotel in central Jerusalem. A police spokesman said nails and shrapnel flew in all directions. Several people at a nearby bus stop were slightly injured by flying glass. Police originally thought the bomber might have intended to enter the hotel where two Israeli cabinet ministers were staying at the time. But they later said they believed he was headed for downtown Jerusalem, the site of two suicide bombings on Saturday that killed 10 Israeli young people. Speaking on Israel Radio, Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert said Israel must topple Yasser Arafat. Getting rid of Arafat must be the goal, he said. If not, we will just go back to the cycle of violence. The idea that Arafat will really crack down on militants is an illusion, he said. Olmert represents one side of a debate in Israel about whether Arafat can ever be a partner for peace. The subject was argued at Monday night's Israeli cabinet meeting following a weekend of Palestinian attacks. Foreign Minister Shimon Peres urged Sharon to give Arafat a week to show he is serious about ending terrorism. Sharon refused, and Peres led a walkout of his moderate Labor Party. Today, Labor meets to decide on pulling out of the Israeli government, a move that would hurt the stability of Sharon's coalition. Knesset Speaker Avraham Bork says Labor should leave.
We came to the watershed. This is exactly the minute in which the Labor Party has to make up its mind. Do we belong and support and exercise the policy of the extreme right, which is to bring the fall down of the Palestinian Authority, to make the Palestinians no partners, and to prevent at any cost the establishment of the Palestinian state? Or are we there in order to fight terrorism and at the same time to produce some hope and political horizon for Israel?
Palestinian officials say the Israeli airstrikes make it much harder for Arafat to do what Israel is demanding. Palestinian analyst Ahmed Khalidi says public opinion will not let Arafat crack down on radical groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad at the same time that Israel is attacking. But he says Arafat wants suicide bombings to stop.
I think Hamas and Jihad themselves are probably aware now of the fact that if they don't come peacefully to some kind of agreement with Arafat, then he will use the full weight of his oppressive apparatus against them, because what they have done no longer represents something that is tolerable from a Palestinian point of view. In fact, it is something that is endangering not just the whole peace process, but the very existence of the Palestinian entity as such.
Khalidi says despite criticism from Israel and a drop in public support, Arafat is still Israel's best chance for a peace deal.
Any talk of any other leaders or leadership of new generations or old generations of alternatives to Arafat is sheer delusion. Arafat still holds the key. He holds moral authority, not just over the majority of Palestinians within the territories, but also without. We must remember that 50% of the Palestinians live outside Palestine. He nonetheless still symbolizes the Palestinian national spirit and the Palestinian national movement.
Although Palestinian officials have arrested more than 100 militants since the weekend attacks, none of them are considered leaders of Hamas or Islamic Jihad. And until these groups are neutralized, Israel won't be satisfied. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.